Again, welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection on K1, brought to you by Tall Grass Motors and Arnold Moore and Ekamp Funeral Home. I'm Tom Davis, and with us we have Brittany Burling, who is with OKM Music, and also Rick Lloyd from Price Tower. Guys, happy late Thanksgiving. Hope your leftovers were good.
Yeah, you too, Tom.
Good morning.
Oh, the leftovers, they're not safe in my house.
Nope.
Mine are gone.
So we've got a big day tomorrow. Now, we've already had Thanksgiving, Black Friday, today, Cyber Monday. Tomorrow is
Giving Tuesday. Yay!
A lot of nonprofits could use your help, especially those right here in our community. And how do you give on Tuesday? Is there a special thing you do here, or is it just the regular, but just the heightened awareness?
It's a social media giving campaign.
Okay, great.
So you can give typically on Facebook, mm-hmm. is the way that most people will be able to get involved. But if you'd like to donate through more traditional means, like through our website, you can do that. Or if you like to give just through a check, then you can absolutely do that as well and mail it to our office. So if you would like to give in a more traditional way on Giving Tuesday, feel free to do so. But it typically is a social media campaign.
All right. You doing the same thing, Rick?
We are. Yes. Both of those means. We'll be sending out some emails to our previous donors, and then also letting folks know that they go online and make a contribution if they so desire. It's a good time.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great. And of course, you'll never turn anybody away from the door if they knock and say, hey, you want this?
Absolutely. We love visitors. Go. Yeah. So do you know, Tom, how much money was raised for Giving Tuesday last year?
I have no clue.
Rick, do you know? Do you want to give it a ballpark guess?
I'm going to say $7.4 million.
Do you want to give it a guess, Tom?
$100 million.
You're both, well, wow.
I don't know.
$400 million.
That's a lot of money.
Wow. $400 million.
I could walk around like a mistreated ball player for that.
So what was the 7.4 that I read? Was that what Facebook gave?
I'm not sure.
Because don't they make a contribution based on?
Yes, they do.
Okay,
yes,
so
they do.
Yeah, so that helps too.
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot. It's basically the Black Friday of nonprofits and charitable giving. So, we would definitely appreciate your support.
Oh, great. Very right. Well, we have on the agenda today, looks like we've got a lot of things coming up here. First of all, the Price Tower pre-parade.
So we've got an event. The parade's coming this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And so before the parade, we're going to have a pre-parade cocoa and cocktails event just to invite people in. It's a free opportunity for folks to stop by, get yourself a little cocktail or a cocoa, whatever you're choosing is, before you head out to the parade. And see our exhibit that we've got in the gallery and have some opportunities to see friends and do some shopping. We'll have some music and some folks singing and choirs and those kinds of things. So it'll be a fun time.
That sounds really nice. It does kind of get you all, amped up and ready to go and enjoy the parade, a little bit of a warmer.
There you go. You'll need it because I think it's going to be really cold this weekend.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Always is for a parade, though, right?
Let's see. We're looking at probably toward the evening time, somewhere between 31 and 41. So it's a ballpark figure.
That's a cocoa or a cocktail evening.
It might be both.
Tom's weather casting skills are always top-notch, too.
Is it going to rain?
No.
Good.
Very clear, but cool.
Cool.
Clear, cool.
That's good.
Perfect. Wear a scarf.
Yeah.
That's all. There you go. And probably the louder, the better, You got to get festive for Christmas parades.
Absolutely.
Now, just kind of hold back a little bit. You don't want to outdo the float. That's my only suggestion.
Well, and then you can always come back afterwards.
Of course, after the parade.
Mm-hmm. And you can go upstairs and have dinner. Chef Nook's going to be preparing some special entrees and some sweet desserts for that evening as well. So we invite people to come back. We're going to have some local artisans that are going to be selling some of their Christmas wares as well. And it's really a great time to stop by the Price Tower gift shop as well and get some, Christmas things.
Mm-hmm.
No Christmas is complete without some Frank Lloyd Wright or Price Tower memorabilia. So people that are coming in from out of town, they're going to want to take that home with them. Or if you want to, just give them as gifts, it's a great way to do that.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Rick, but the exhibit is right next to the gift shop, right?
It is. You have to go through the gift shop before you get to the exhibit.
You have to
go through the gift shop to exit the building. So it's strategically placed that way.
But you have to see the exhibit, too.
Did Mr. Wright plan it that way?
I don't think it was originally planned that way, but somewhere along the line, it happens. I think there's a documentary about Exit Through the Gift Shop.
There is.
So it's a strategy. But our exhibit this year is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's a Japanese folk art exhibit, and it displays different images from stories in the Bible. So it's a fitting time of year for this exhibit, and it's really beautifully done. And so we encourage folks to come by. It's normally $6 to get in to see the exhibit, but on Saturday before the parade and after the parade, it'll be free for everyone. So take advantage of that.
Very, very good. We have a nice little Christmas market happening here in very short order.
We do, yeah. So Christ Kindle Market is going to be on December 14th. It also goes by Christ Kringle Market or any variation thereof. But Christ Kindle will be on December 14th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And we'll be having live music. CMT will be performing. We'll have 30-plus vendors that will be there selling their goods. A lot of them are from out of the area. So if you are interested in taking advantage of that for some Christmas shopping, then we encourage you to come by and check out some of the sort of artisan craft goods that people will be selling there and finish your Christmas shopping. So we'll have that. And then we'll have a drink tent called the Perky Rudolph, where you can purchase beverages, both alcoholic and non-alcoholic. We'll have hot mulled wine. There'll be hot chocolate, all types of things like that. So
will I get a red nose?
You might.
asking for a friend.
It is the absolutely named Perky Rudolph, yes. If you so choose. And or leave us, like, if you want to get us hot chocolate and just roam around and enjoy the sort of festive scenery and whatnot, then you can do that. There'll be food there as well. Price's Meat Market and Shorty's will both be there selling food. And yeah, so there'll be also Cakes by Lisa selling some sweets and lots of other stuff to do. I also hear that Santa might be there to take pictures.
Might.
You have to come and find out.
Yeah,
Santa will be there. So cool. you can come and take pictures with Santa at Christ Kindle Market. So it should be a fun time.
All right. What else we got on the agenda today?
Well, so our fall giving campaign is something at OKM that we've been suffering through emails from me for a while now, and we've been talking about it on social media for some time now. So that will be coming to its close on December 3rd Giving Tuesday tomorrow.
Yeah.
So again, we're looking forward to the 2020 festival, and so all the funds that are raised for that fall giving campaign and through Giving Tuesday will be going towards that festival and our children's programming that we do. So we really appreciate all the generosity of this community, and so that's something that we've been really talking about at OKM recently, is the Giving Campaign and Giving Tuesday. So
very good. Yeah. And once again, that's something you can do through the internet. You can do it through Facebook. You can do it a variety of different ways, and you can just stop in the office and say hi, I want some money.
Yeah.
And be accepted.
Yeah, absolutely. Any or all of the above, we would be happy to have. And we would also love to see you at Christ Kindle Market. We have a lot of good vendors. Like I said, vendors are coming from all over the place to sell. And, for instance, we've got a young man coming in from the Oklahoma City area who makes furniture. And he only uses hand tools when possible. So he makes furniture the very traditional way. And he'll be selling chairs and other sort of pieces of furniture that he's crafted by hand.
That'd
be cool. Yeah. So we've got leather goods that you'll be able to buy.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be jewelry available. There'll be local honey, which with the cold that everyone is experiencing
right
around this time,
it's good.
It's so good for you. The local honey is so good for you. So I personally need a little bit of it right now. But we'll have local honey there and decor. Everything basically we'll have selling at Christ Kindle Market. So you can buy tickets. It is a ticketed event. It's only $5, and there are discounts available for families. And you can buy those tickets online at okmmusic.org. You can buy them at the gate, or as always, you can walk into the office and just
say hi.
Give me a few tickets to that Christmas market, and we'll get you hooked up.
There you go.
So any or all of the above will do.
Of course, Rick, you're just dying to have visitors as well, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I wanted to mention, too, that we're going to be open this year for Christmas Eve.
Oh, really? Wow.
Up in the restaurant. So we've not done that before, but we're going to open. So if you're going to Christmas Eve services at your church, we'll be open for dinner up until 8. I really suggest that you make reservations because it'll be busy. There's not many places that you can go for Christmas Eve dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really encourage people to make reservations for that. But it's going to be a fun time. Chef has really prepared some great things. We're going to have a special cocktail for that evening as well. And then a week later is New Year's Eve. And so in the past, we have done the olive drop, which we have decided that we're going to let the New Year's Eve event at the Hilton Garden Inn be the New Year's Eve celebration of partying and dancing and bands. Mm-hmm. But we will be open for two seatings for dinner mm-hmm. that night at 5 o'clock and at 8 o'clock. And it's a select menu. Ooh. And tickets, it's a one price, $65 per person. It includes the four-course meal plus a fluted champagne glass, which will allow you to get champagne at the end of your evening or at midnight if you're at the 8 o'clock showing. Mm.
So can you give us a preview of these Chef Nook exclusive meals, or is this like a surprise sort of, you know, you have to...
I will give you a preview. There'll be an appetizers that will be some of his selections from his menu that we have out now, including the Brussels sprouts.
Oh my goodness.
That are so
good.
That's
my favorite.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
It really is good. He is making some special desserts. If you haven't had his beignets or his waffle that he makes out of bread pudding with his cream cheese ice cream and a pecan drizzle, bourbon drizzle over it. That's what's one of the favorites as well. So
I just put on 6 pounds hearing about it.
I know.
It's that good. That's how good it sounds.
Yeah, and Chef will be around for a while. I know that there. I've had a lot of people ask about the Right Chef competition mm-hmm. that we've had in the past, and we normally have it in October, and we've changed the season for that, and we're going to be doing that in February just because of the season. It was hard for the competitors to come in, plus November, December, Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's mm-hmm. Eve. It was just too much. So we're going to be doing it in February, and we're still doing it out at the amazing culinary program that they've got out at Tri-County. So we're still doing it out at their place. And if you guys have not been out there, have you ever seen their culinary school that they've got and the kitchen setup and the presentation area that they've got? It's amazing. I mean, it's like a television production.
Well, now we're gonna have to go.
Yeah.
I mean, it is for a community and our for size, Tri-County, it's a perfect place for our competition, but yet an amazing place for those students mm-hmm. to be able to, you know, kind of show how to finish off their mm-hmm. culinary experiences and do it in front of cameras and a live audience and those types of things. So it's an amazing experience for those kids.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a busy week ahead of us here. We've got the pre-parade coming up at Price Tower, and then the following, we've got the Crisp Kindle Market.
Yep.
I think I said that correctly.
Yeah. Like I said,
still
have
the turkey tryptophan working on me there.
Same.
And that'll be going on at the community center.
It will be at the community center. Yes, it's an important detail. Thank you for reminding me. It will be at the community center. It will be inside. Nice temperature controlled so that we aren't out in the cold December weather. It will be inside. It will be nice and toasty. It will be at the community center.
All right. And once again, websites is very important because Giving Tuesday tomorrow.
OKMusic.org.
PriceTower.org.
All righty, there you go. Get your org on. Let's roll. It is 8:49. Thank you very much for being with us here
on our
Community Connection, brought to you by Arnold Moore and Kneecap Funeral Home and Tall Grass Motor.
Let's face it, planning a